Episode 3, we are back from Studio B2, Life and Health, Thomas, Tim, and Cody, coming at you with another podcast. So we're going to, how's everybody been this week?
Good, man. How about yourself?
I'm all right.
Cool.
Good to hear.
Yeah. So what's new?
Ice buckets.
Ice bucket challenges. Who did one?
I've done one already.
Mm-hmm. And I heard, Thomas, you just got called up today?
Yes, we have to do it this afternoon at some point.
Call out Tim.
Tim has not been called out.
You're going to get called out, and you're going
to
do it.
Eventually, it's going to come around, probably.
It's going to come to you.
Well, that's all right. Sarah can call me out.
I mean, I figure if you get called out, it's a nice thing because people are thinking about you, and they just want to see you dump a bucket of water on your head, but it's for a good cause.
Word.
Did you know that thing is like generated like $4 million in revenue?
Mm-hmm.
I guess you call it revenue. About donations.
A month. Yeah, it just raised $4 million. It raised like $1 million or $2 million within the week.
Yeah. And I think what they did last year at the same time, like only 900,000 or something like that, like much less for the whole time period.
It is really cool. So I guess if you see a person get called out on it, I mean, like, somebody else is going to see it and then donate. And I guess that's how the donations go, because the majority of people aren't going to donate $100.
Right.
Let's just be real.
Oh, is that what you're supposed to donate?
Yeah.
$100?
Well, 50 or 100 50 or 25.
Basically, just donate whatever you can. But all the numbers I've ever seen are $100.
I got you.
All right, so it's been a good week. LS Ice Bucket Challenge. Everybody's good. All right, to pick up where we left off from last week, talked about doing the whole weekly challenge of minimizing or limiting the amount of processed food that you consumed from the last podcast recording to this one. Tim, how's it going?
Didn't cut it out completely because that wasn't necessarily...
No, just to minimize
right.
it.
So but I did minimize. I have cut sodas out of my diet since starting the last podcast or finishing the last podcast. So
you just said diet.
No D words.
Did I say diet?
Yes, you did.
Well, right. Out of my... Yes, you're correct. No D words. But
he's so stressed out.
There's no way around it. Everybody's always going to say diet one way or another.
Yeah, but it's not a diet. It's just, out of my health. So out of my daily routine, I have cut soda out. I have not had one.
When did you cut it out?
Well, show aired Monday, so I started on Sunday.
It's
legit.
Yep.
Not too bad.
I've had no alcohol or no soda since Sunday.
Thomas?
Well, I don't know. Let me think about this. What foods? Well, I told you I had blue chips last night with our homemade salsa.
Mm-hmm.
We actually cooked up some bison and some sausage, ground sausage, and then ate the salsa with the blue chips.
Where did you get bison from?
Martin's.
You can get it at the grocery store.
Oh, can you?
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's expensive as hell, but
it's
you can get
$8.99 a pound.
That's not horrible.
It's not horrible, but it is kind of pricey.
Yeah.
We do it every now and then.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we mixed all that together and then ate it with chips earlier this week. What did we eat? I can't even think of what else we ate this week.
I ate out once this week, so that's mostly, I mean, I ate healthier there, but I'm sure it was some processed food. Processed foods here at the house. I don't know if I had much. Tons of shredded chicken, which isn't processed. Steamed vegetables. I think I'm doing pretty darn good this week.
You are.
I'm pretty proud of myself.
Like it. Yeah. To the definition that we put up, processed is anything that's been processed. I mean, you can kind of consider shipping something being processed. So if we want to minimize the types of processed foods, first you want to start with bags, boxes, that kind of stuff, and then you can get into, I mean, all kinds of levels in terms of where do your fruits and vegetables come from, where do your meats come from. I mean, technically they're called CAFOs. You know what I'm talking about? CAFO.
I don't, sorry.
We'll have to put it in the show notes, but it's these manufactured, basically farm animals that have been manufactured to taste the way they do and grow them up faster. So your cows are fed grains and processed food that in turn leads them to be a little bit more unhealthy than you would if you had a regular grass grazing cow or bison or blah, blah, blah. So relatively speaking, processed can mean a whole bunch of different things, but what we were talking about was just avoiding chips. Didn't you have chips in the gym the other day? Yeah, I thought I remember that. Well, no, I think I tried no secrets, two of them.
Man. Look, man, this week I've had chips.
Two of them.
I've had chips. They are pretty good.
Yeah.
I've had chips. I eat potato chips all the time. It's like a secret weapon for me. But I don't know. This week I've had Subway once and Chipotle once.
You're right. I did have Subway once also. I forgot about that. I had that for lunch yesterday, so that is a good reminder. So I had the sub, and then I did the two cookies instead of chips because I didn't have any chips.
Other than that, everything for me has been pretty, like, normal. I mean, eggs in the morning, a lot of bananas and a lot of fruit. Protein shakes, usually chicken or steak in the evening. But I had Chipotle actually yesterday or the day before. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Subway was – no, it wasn't yesterday because I stayed at home yesterday. And Subway was probably Monday. Chipotle was like the day before or something like that.
Yeah. That's cool.
I remember what it was.
All right.
We had for lunch on Monday. I had a little or breakfast, actually. We did a faculty retreat at the school. Had a little bit of thing of yogurt. And then I think I had – it was two cookies for lunch. But they actually brought in salad with some fruits. So we had a really good lunch.
Oh, that's cool.
And like ham and turkey. And now, granted, that ham and turkey's probably been processed.
Yeah.
It's still better than anything else you probably could have eaten at that time.
It's hard to get away from all processed food.
It is. But the idea of the challenge or the thing that we kind of proposed last week was just kind of make people consciously think about what they're consuming.
Right.
Like anytime you're going to put something in your mouth, you think about the alternative or what you could have instead. Kind of just makes you think, try to get into some healthy habits. So that was the idea of it.
Yeah, man. Cool.
Which segues into?
Paleo.
Paleo. Tim, what's paleo?
Yeah, I might be wrong on this, so help me out if I am. Paleo is basically, I call it the caveman diet.
That's what a lot of people
you know,
call
diet
it.
Ain't the word, but it is the caveman way of eating. So it's stuff that you would have found back in caveman days. Your meats, vegetables, fruits. I guess that's pretty much it.
Anything that grows from the land.
Anything that grows from the land.
What's paleo, Cody?
You want the generic definition of it?
Just whatever
like
your definition
real quick
is.
Generic definition of it. It's meats, fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, and oil. That's what you're eating, and you're basically excluding grains, alcohol, and dairy. So again, anything from a box, a bottle, or a bag, or something like that.
Now that does go for eggs, also, right? Or can you do eggs?
You can do eggs. Eggs are fine.
Okay.
They're technically an unborn chicken.
Yeah. Well, I'm just, yeah, right.
So, yeah, you can eat eggs.
Okay.
There's another, well, we're going to put this into a broader perspective because a lot of things over the past year have been changing when it comes to the paleo and the ancestral health movement and primal. Primal is another one which borders paleo, but primal is a little bit more open to different things like yogurt and cheese.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And some dairy.
And some dairy as long as it's kind of like natural.
I got you.
As minimally processed as much as possible. Even like goat milk and that kind of stuff.
Sure.
So when you think about paleo, though, it's getting a bad name somewhat, but the general idea is to eat all natural foods, being those that grow from the land. And you could say basically a potato chip came from the land, right?
Yeah. But it kind of...
It does, but it's
it
processed.
Does, but it's processed because it is a potato, so yeah.
Right. But then anytime I do grab chips, I try and grab the ones like the minimal amount of ingredients.
Right.
So there's like no maltodextrin in it. There's no like a bunch of other crap in it. I think the three ingredients I have were sea salt, potatoes, and canola oil. And canola oil is not that great, but...
But
yeah,
but I wish I could find chips that are made in like olive oil.
There is no such thing.
I've never seen anything.
No,
like
awesome that would be.
It would be or coconut oil. You can make your own apple chips. You know, you should take a sundae. This is what you should do. Get you a bunch of apples. You can pick some off the tree in our backyard, and just cut them all up and bake them and make probably 200 chips, and then bag them, and then there you got your chips for 2 weeks.
Yep,
that's what's up. Might have to give that a go.
What?
I just haven't. I need to, like, go. I don't know. I've been, like, in a non-grocery shopping funk.
Me too, man. I need to get back to that.
But, I mean, like, this is just, like, a little thing that I've always thought about when people tell me it's, like, so expensive to eat healthy and eat out and whatever. If you go back and look at your, bank statements or numbers, look at how much money you spend, like, eating out, whether it's, like, a restaurant, picking something up like Subway, you got to tip people, you got to do a whole bunch of other things. And think about how much money you could actually save. Well, this is actually true. You'll save money going to the grocery store, almost like pre-prepping meals, eating something that you had for dinner, and then you eat the next day for lunch. You will end up saving a lot of money. Trust me.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Even better if you were eating peanut butter and jelly or mac and cheese in a box. That stuff's gross.
Yeah. But I'm not a
peanut butter. Tastes good, but it's gross.
I'm not a peanut butter and jelly person. I do like mac and cheese.
I don't remember the last time I had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I don't know. But yeah, for a single person, which I am, it's hard to cook for one person, so I always cook more, realizing that, and then I just
eat it the next day.
Container it up, and it can actually be 1 or 2 days worth of, you know, extra food.
But then again, like, it comes into the play. It's like, well, I don't feel like cooking, or I don't feel like doing this, or I don't have time for this. Like, you always have time for it. Just make time for it. And that's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're right.
So, I mean, what do you either have? You put the effort in, save some money, or you just end up balling out of control?
So back to – perfect. Back to what exactly is paleo. And when we discuss it, we're talking about real food. Ideally – what you would want to do is go to your local farm and get some food, cook it.
Like a farmer's market, maybe?
Like a farmer's market.
That's a good idea.
Anywhere you would know where the food's coming from. So you would know, you get into this whole organic ordeal versus non-organic, and then whether or not something has pesticides. If you know the farmer, or if you're at a farmer's market, then you would know one way or the other.
Right.
Which leads me into another thing called a CSA. There's a website, I'm not sure off the top of my head, eatwild.com, I think it's one of them. There's a couple different ones, but if you just type in CSA or community supported agriculture, there will be a ton of stuff that'll pop up, and you can go look up the local CSA in your area. Like, I know we have 1 or 2 in Sharpsburg. There's like 3 in Frederick. There's 1 in Waynesboro that I'm going to for sure tomorrow. There's 1 up towards Wilson College. But anyway, what you do there is you pay so much money every year, and then each week they grow their food. It's all organic, no pesticides, none of that stuff. And then you go pick up your food. It's all mostly vegetables and fruits. And if you want to add in something else like eggs, usually they'll have that too. And you just pick it up every Friday or Saturday, and then you got your vegetables for the week.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Never heard of that. That's
so
cool.
Then you don't even have a trip to the grocery store. You just, unless you really need something else, but you just go to a farmer or the farm. Usually it's CSA. It is a farm. It's where they grow the stuff. And then I think this one up here, somebody shares, is like $320 or $500 or something like that.
Okay.
So you go up, grab your bushel of stuff, and then take it back home with you.
That's cool.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but can't you basically do the same thing with like livestock? So you go there, you basically pick out a cow that you want to. You pay basically like a flat fee, I should say. It's like a couple $100 or something. But they butcher it for you, do whatever you want to do with it, whether it's ground beef, steak, or liver or whatever, and they package it and basically give it to you for maybe a couple $100. But in turn, it saves money throughout the year.
Yeah, if you had a deep freezer or something, you could do that. If you get a big cow, though, you're going to be spending closer to like $1,000.
Easily, yeah.
If not more than that, especially if it's like a grass-fed cow that roams and they're not jacking it up with antibiotics and stuff. Those, though, you could make out if you could. Let's say all three of us went up to a local farm that we knew was all, you know, free-range cattle, and we walked out there, and, you know, this cow was $1,500, this cow was $1,300, this cow was $1,200, $400 a pop. We get the cow, we split up the meat, put it in deep freezers. It would probably last us half a year, if not longer than that.
Yeah.
So you could pretty much make out if you look at how much money you spend every week on, like, beef.
And meat's not cheap anymore either.
No.
Yeah.
This is why we need to go deer hunting.
You got a point.
I'm serious about this, man. I don't want to spend money on red meat for 4 months, 3-4 months.
Yeah?
And just go get a couple deers and then send them to a butcher, and I'm good to go.
Where are you going to put yours at?
Yeah, where's your freezer at?
Tim's house.
Tim's house.
Yeah.
I'll be here by then.
Yeah, that would be nice, but I don't have a deep freezer.
I really don't have a deep freezer either. I just have a freezer.
And all that. I mean, that'd be a lot of space to take up.
Yeah.
If you get a decent-sized deer.
Mm-hmm. But deer meat is good. Deer bologna. Love deer bologna.
That stuff is good. The other thing you could do, is, which I'm still trying to talk Sarah into it, is having some chickens.
And ooh. Then
you know, have a decent pen for them, something they can sleep in, let them roam around the yard a little bit, pick up some worms or whatever is there, and then pick up some eggs every day or every other day.
Yeah.
And then there you go.
Got chickens.
Fresh eggs out back and chickens after a year or two or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Just take them.
Could
to
you
the,
kill your own chicken, though?
I wouldn't. I know. I'd take it somewhere to get it done.
Yeah.
I'd take it somewhere.
It's not that hard to kill, though. It's just you got to have the will because you got to cut its neck.
Well, this is like a funny story.
You'd have to like defeather and skin it. Not about all that. I mean, if I needed to, I probably could, but I'm taking it somewhere to get it done.
Take it to a butcher. My grandmother and like her family actually did that, and this is a story that she always used to tell me. Like, they had chickens in their yards, and they were pets. They would feed them all the time and all kinds of other stuff. And then one day they came home, and my grandfather, who was her father at the time, had made dinner and fried up some chicken, and it was on the table. And they were kind of wondering what happened to the chicken, and when he told them that was their pet, they were all upset and they couldn't eat the food. So, I mean, like, I guess if you can kill a chicken and eat it, I mean, yeah, I could do it.
We've been so desensitized to stuff, though, because, I mean, think about it. Do we ever have to actually go,
no, you go to the
get an
store.
Animal to cut it up like and put it on our plate? We don't have to.
No.
We just go to a grocery store. Mm-hmm. If you had to do it, could you do it?
Yes.
I could do it.
Without a question.
Nope, without a question.
If you were going to starve.
Oh, yeah, I can do it.
Even if I wasn't going to starve, I'm still going to, I just.
Thus the need to go get a deer.
I could do it.
Well, I mean, this is the same thing where I say, like, if I can get something that's that healthy and I know where it came from and it's natural, then I might as well do it.
Right.
To kind of piggyback off of what you said about, like, doing all these alternatives to kind of get fresh food and stuff, you can always, when it comes to grocery shopping, because most normal people go to a grocery store, they don't necessarily go to a farmer's market or anything, the average person. If you shop on the outside of the store and don't go down the aisles, this is something that I've been told that kind of works for this. You'll end up eating healthier based on your, I guess, geographical range within the grocery store.
Yeah, because you're outside. So yeah, it's your produce, outsides are your meats, right, your produce, seafood. Your meat, seafoods, dairy products. I mean, and
bacon, cheese,
yeah,
bacon,
all that stuff's on the outside.
Eggs,
yep,
bacon.
So you could do
sour
it.
Cream,
bacon.
You know what, though? Another somewhat issue
bacon.
With that is when, let's say people, they stick to the inside of the grocery store and then they get the pre-made bag. So all they know is to like throw it in the oven or to throw it in a microwave. How many people know how to cook food from the outside of the grocery store?
I am raising my hand.
Right. But at the same time, how many people know what to do or are willing to spend the time to actually cook the food?
It's getting less and less every year.
And
a lot
that's
of people.
The thing.
Well, and the thing is people. And it's not that people don't want to. I mean, people's jobs, it's tough for some people, you know? You come home, and sometimes it takes an hour to cook supper. But if you pre-cook, you know, like on a Sunday or a Saturday.
So I got to get like two or three nights a week that you can cook, so you got food for 2 days in a row.
Oh, no, I hear you, definitely. Yeah, I've been big on the, like, Saturday, Sunday, like, crock-potting some big stuff, and then you know, freezing it. Like, I have a freezer full of stuff that's already been cooked that's, you know, fast into the microwave or throw it into the refrigerator before I go to bed that night and it's defrosted in the morning. Hence the whole shredded chicken thing I keep bringing up.
Well, I mean, it makes sense.
I have tons of shredded chicken, but you can do so much stuff with shredded chicken.
I mean, honestly, it makes sense, especially if you make, like, something that's, like, relatively big anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, me, like, I'll make, like, jambalaya sometimes, and I'll just put, like, fresh onions and green peppers in it. It's rice, sausage, and chicken, and I don't know why I dump almonds in it, but out of that much food, I can usually get about 4 or 5 meals.
Yeah.
Whether it's lunch or breakfast, dinner, and it's great.
Cool.
So, are we through with the food stuff?
Well, let me bring up one thing just for people listening. Maybe we can help them out. The whole soda thing. Yes, I've stopped soda, but maybe you're not willing to, you know, stop the soda yet. But you're looking for a way to make it healthier than possible. So what's the difference between regular and diet soda? I don't know, personally. I mean, I know diet soda has no sugar. It's artificial sweetener. And regular soda is sugar. But other than that,
it's
I don't really know the difference.
What's the double-edged sword?
Because, I mean, like, if you look at the back of a regular Coke container that has, like, just sugar in it and all the other things, like high fructose corn syrup and whatnot, you look at it, okay, I'm trying to avoid this stuff. But then if you look at, like, the back of, like, a Diet Coke can or even diet anything, there's so many different things that have been like made in a factory or chemicals or just processed materials that you don't know what the hell it is. And then I know a lot of those things have been caused to cause cancer or have caused cancer. They've been linked to causing cancer. They've been linked to a bunch of other things.
Right.
So it's kind of like, do I get rid of the high fructose corn syrup sugar and the calories? Do I go for the zero stuff? I mean, it's kind of like a lose lose situation, but in the grand scheme of things, it's still soda.
Well, okay. But my question is, is one better for you than the other, or are they both equally as bad? Again, just so people know, you know, we're teaching. I don't know the difference. Are they equally as bad for you? Like, does it really do any? Let's say you drink 6 regular sodas a day. I never did. I've never. No, but I was never that bad. But some
there
people
are.
Yeah. You drink 6 cans of soda a day, okay? And you were a regular. You're listening to this podcast or any podcast or wherever, and you're like, well, I want to start trying to make a difference. Small steps, baby steps.
Yes.
Not a bad thing. Any step is a better than no step. I'm going to go to diet soda. I'm going to do 6 diet sodas a day instead of 6 regular sodas. Does that give them any benefit at all or no?
So, biochemically speaking, when you drink regular soda, what you're taking in is high fructose corn syrup. The issue is with fructose. Fructose goes straight to the liver, which within your liver, it turns it into triglycerides, which is fat, which we get into the whole cholesterol. There's a host of stuff that would happen, okay? When you eat a piece of fruit, you're also taking in fructose, but you're also taking in fiber and vitamins and minerals. So when you drink soda, eat a fruit, it's completely two different things, even though you have fructose in both. So that's one thing I want to point out real quick. With diet sodas, depending, and this is variable for everybody, okay? Each individual has their own physiological makeup and how they respond to foods, drinks, beverages, whatever it is. Diet soda has artificial sweeteners. Artificial sweeteners can also make your insulin release, which is then going to cause a spike in blood sugar, which is the same thing that regular soda does. So if you, let's say, every day you drink a diet soda with your snack at, I don't know, 2:30.
Okay.
And your snack happens to be pretzels. All right. If you drink a diet soda, it's going to, you're kind of going to unconsciously not think about it. You're probably going to eat more pretzels than you would if you were drinking water.
Okay.
Does that make sense? Because of the way that the body responds to the artificial sweetener, it still thinks, oh, the blood sugar spikes up, I want to get more, because then after that spike drops back down, guess what? You're kind of hungry again, right? So it works kind of the same as regular soda. You're lacking in the calories, but it still has somewhat of the same effect physiologically.
So it's not really any better for you, besides the calories.
Besides missing out on the sugar, yes. That's the only real benefit to it. But if there's been studies, I can't relate to one off the top of my head because we didn't really have this part of this conversation beforehand, but
right, that's fine.
Let's say if you're trying to lose weight and you're drinking regular soda or diet soda, the diet soda does no better than the regular soda.
Okay.
Because you might eat more when you're drinking the diet soda.
Cool.
If that makes sense.
No, hey.
Maybe in a few more podcasts we can kind of dive into the specifics, but then again, maybe people don't really want to listen to the specifics.
Nah, I think we should have a podcast about bacon.
Just bacon. Just
strictly bacon. People like bacon. People want to listen
what
to bacon.
What you can do with bacon.
Well, we can maybe have a half a podcast on bacon.
All right. Speaking of which, bacon. We kind of hit this the other week. Is bacon bad? No. Yes.
No.
No. Okay. The misconception is that saturated fat's bad. Saturated fat's not bad. One, just put that back out there again. We'll probably say that every other podcast just to make sure people understand it's okay to eat bacon and eggs. Anything else?
About just to kind of go off of bacon and eggs, I've had a person tell me that I'm crazy for eating bacon, but I won't eat like whole wheat pancakes.
So you're crazy?
Like,
because
I, like,
you won't eat whole wheat pancakes, but you will eat bacon.
Yeah.
What was the reason?
Because bacon's bad for you.
Well, who was this person? Well, what kind of background do they have?
Nothing close to what we do.
Well, do they have a degree in anything?
No.
Are they educated about any of that?
I'd say they're educated, but it was just one of those like little just spur of the moment kind of like discussions real quick about bacon versus pancakes. Because it was in the morning and I had an omelet with bacon, and they had like eggs or an omelet with pancakes, and I didn't want pancakes. Mm-hmm. And it all started because I didn't want pancakes, and I wanted bacon instead. But then the bacon that I was cooking was at Oscar Mayer Bakery with like no nitrates or nitrites, and like it's minimally processed bacon, and I like bacon.
Well, here's the root of a lot of those issues. What you're taught in middle school and high school is that you should be eating what? Whole wheat. It's healthier for you.
Yeah, whole wheat's better than like regular wheat.
Whole wheat is whole wheat bread, which has the whole kernel versus white or enriched wheat, which would be stripped down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Versus bacon, which if you look at anything within the past 50 years, saturated fat's been like the evil of all evils. So that's the misconception. That's the one we want to break, since it's actually not bad for us, and actually too much wheat, so on and so forth, can be bad.
We should make a bacon restaurant and call it like, you know, Chick-fil-A, like Chick-fil-A, and they eat more chicken. We need to make like an eat more bacon restaurant.
Eat more bacon. Eat more bacon and eggs.
You know, there's honestly probably a restaurant out there that you just don't know of about that.
We need to make it famous. And we won't be open on like Tuesdays.
Should make it our job to go look around for all the bacon restaurants and just start doing some kind of what kind of show are those where you do
like a food show to find out the most like things that people have come up to do with bacon. Bacon? You travel around the country to find out just
nothing but specifically bacon.
Heck yeah, it. Man, let's do it. That's
bacon,
awesome.
Call it Bacon Bros.
Bacon Bros.
No, like that person thought I was crazy as hell because I didn't want to eat pancakes that morning. I like pancakes, but I just didn't want to eat them that day.
So to put all this in perspective, I mean, really, what's the gist of the nutrition stuff? I mean, what we kind of talked about this through the notes, but I mean, why can you get away with eating bacon and chips?
Me?
Yes, you.
Because I'm active like 6 days out of the week, probably.
Okay. And Tim, what are you trying to do?
I'm trying to lose weight.
So should you be eating chips?
No.
And drinking sodas?
No, because I'm nowhere near as active as Cody is. Right. Because my job doesn't allow that.
Right. So you want to... It's all relative to, again, we kind of hit on this
last It's week. All relative to what you do with your day-to-day basis and...
Your goals.
Your goals, yeah.
Where you stand, how active you are, how much you sit down, so on and so forth. So that's kind of more in-depth nutritional stuff. Did we leave out on anything? Is there anything in the notes that we want to talk about?
Well, I just want to add, if you're listening, you know, if you say you're going to do something, like I say, I'm cutting soda out, even though that's really tough for me. Or no chips, which I'm not a big chip eater anyways, honestly.
Or sweetie.
Or chips. Or anything. But let's say you have a bad day and you fall off and you have a soda or you have those chips or you eat those sweets. The biggest thing is don't get discouraged by that. Just the next day.
Yeah. It's a new day.
It's a new day.
It's a new day. Start over.
It's not the end of the world.
There's no F for fail. You know, it's you just start over and you keep at it.
And I mean, that happens.
It happens
honestly,
all the
it
time.
It happens, but in the grand scheme of things, if you're making a conscious effort to maybe, let's say, change your eating habits or habits to do anything in general, if you're making small baby steps to do that, if you're consciously thinking about what it is that you want to do, you're going to do it one way or another, mm-hmm. no matter how long it takes you.
Mm-hmm.
This is perfect, though. The video, the habits,
yes.
The video. It's going to be linked in the show notes, but I don't even... Somebody in Facebook had it posted, and as soon as I had a notification, popped up Facebook, and it was like right there. It's called Rewind the Future. It's some, I don't know if it's a nonprofit, what it is, down in Atlanta.
Yeah.
It's on their website, but it's also on YouTube. It's called Rewind the Future, and it is basically a short snippet of how stuff leads to people being overweight and obese. And to what Tim's saying, a lot of times, when you have eating issues, it's not something that you can just change today or tomorrow or next week, right? It's from a lifelong of things that you may have done. I can remember growing up, we had oatmeal pies and Rice Krispie treats in the cabinet, and we had the off-brand soda. And when friends came over, guess what we were in the house drinking? Some Coca-Cola.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you know, when you look at it now, like the fizzy carbonation of soda, that's because that's what I grew up drinking, too. So it tastes good, and I like that carbonation aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
Sweets, Rice Krispie Treats, oatmeal And then, oh man, what's the Star Crunch cookies? Do you remember those? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Dude, I don't care. I'm overdreaming about oatmeal pies.
Oatmeal pies are so good, aren't they?
I don't know what you're talking about. Star Crunch.
Star Crunch cookies. They're like these little chocolate cookies, but they have like Rice crispy, crunchy things on the inside of them. They're really good.
Huh. Well, you both know I'm not a big dessert person.
No, you're not. You like cookies, and that's it.
Chocolate chip cookies. I mean, like, yeah, it's very specific. I don't like oatmeal cookies. I don't like sugar cookies.
I could eat any cookie under the sun.
I know, but I've never had an Oreo. You know, I've never done any of that.
Wait. You've never had an Oreo?
Never had an Oreo.
What the?
Oreos and milk.
Never
You're
had
missing
it.
Out.
Never had ice cream. I mean, I had an ice cream with you guys, and it was okay, but it wasn't great.
If I put bacon on an Oreo cookie, will you eat it?
Oreo wrapped in bacon. That could be something.
I don't know,
That
man.
Could be Oreo's next flavor.
It just doesn't look...
they have about 40
copywritten.
Now.
Copywritten.
Yeah. We need to trademark that.
They just don't look appetizing to me at all, whatsoever.
So, but the video.
Yeah.
It shows...
It's scary.
It is very scary. Just kind of
well, because I relate to it a little bit.
32-year-old goes to a hospital. He's about to have a heart attack. And
haven't had a heart attack.
Right, no. We won't let that happen.
Yeah.
And then it shoots back into the past and shows how he grows up eating a bunch of junk food and drinking a bunch of sodas. And it started, I guess, when he was in the high chair and his mom gave him some food and he was
gave him some French fries because
and then gave him French fries because he was acting up. Mm-hmm. So to a lot of that, I mean, it's not always you as a person's fault because you are a product of your environment when you're young. You can't decide what you're going to eat when you're 1-2 years old. You do not have that choice.
But it creates habits, unfortunately, in you.
Right. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to it, it really is up to parents to get educated about how to feed their children, and that's what's going to start changing the way we as a world community start getting healthier. So, I mean, that's really the big issue and the big push is what are parents doing with their kids in terms of food and developing those habits.
Right.
So check out that video. It is quick, but it will make you think.
Yeah, it's under 2 minutes. You can watch it in no time. You don't have to like, oh, I'm going to be sitting there for 20 minutes. Under 2 minutes, in and out. And we'll have, like he said, we'll have that under show notes.
And on the website, right?
On the
GMLB.net.
Yep, on the website. We'll probably all link it on Facebooks and or whatever. Yep.
So what else? We got you cut off the soda. What was the other one? Cut back on the processed food, which I think everybody kind of did that pretty well.
Make a conscious effort to do so.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to talk about getting into the gym at all?
Yeah, we can talk about that. Both you know and some people know, it's a struggle for me. I was real active in the gym. I mean, I was going every day for a year. I'd say about a year. About a year.
It was probably a little bit over a year.
Might have been over a year. And I just stopped one day, and I've tried to think back, why did I stop? And I don't remember. I think it was a combination of a couple of different things that I stopped. And I regret it almost every day that I did. But now that I have, it is so difficult to get back into the gym and get on a regular basis because of how I perceive myself, how I think people look at me. Not saying that they do look at me that way, but I feel it's so difficult as a bigger person to go into a gym full of skinny athletic people, and you just feel so out of place, even though that is the place you need to be.
Right.
It's hard. It's a mental, you know,
So what gets you in there? Do you feel that way when we're in there working out with you?
You guys are different.
Because you know us on a personal level.
Yes. I was terrified before I knew you.
Right.
You know, but we've had that discussion.
Right.
I think Cody scares me more, not scares me, but scares me more in the fitness aspect than you do, but I'm a little closer with you. You know what I'm saying?
What?
He's
trying to say I'm weak.
No, I did not say that. I did not say that. I don't know, but it's different. Like, when I go in the mornings, or I've tried to go in the mornings, it's just a whole different dynamic than what it was when I was there, when I did, you know, back in the day.
Before.
Right. And I feel really out of place. Plus, I used to have somebody that I worked out with that really helped push me not that I need that, but it helped. I'm not going to lie. It helped a lot.
It always helps.
Right. And I don't have that now, and that's really become a struggle for me. I mean, that's really my biggest hurdle right now is finding that motivation to go to the gym and push myself. Because even when I go to the gym, I still push myself, but I don't push myself as hard as I was.
Right. Okay. So is that going to be your challenge for him for this week?
Bring your cheeks into the gym.
Once. It has to be at least once.
Nah, well, I'm gonna up that challenge. I will be there at least three times next week.
Three times.
Can I raise you something? Like, can we play poker right now?
Come on. He said once. I raised it to three.
All right. Well, I guess that's good.
You can't, like, double down.
Don't fold. You can't fold, Tim.
Now, but to this point, though, I mean, the gym is very important. But we talked about kind of with the first podcast, mm-hmm. you can go run, bike, do all that kind of stuff as well. The gym is only not even half of what makes a difference when it comes to maintaining or losing weight. The other two things are nutrition and stress, which are vitally important, probably the two most important things.
And I have a lot of stress right at the moment that I'm, well, as Cody knows from earlier this week, I have a lot of stress that I'm trying to work through right now.
Right. So those things can also, well, especially stress, can be managed by exercising.
It helps.
It's mm-hmm. such a big circle.
Mm-hmm. It is a circle. I think the one thing that plays a huge role in that for anybody is just finding this right support system.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, find people who support you around you. Find people who are going to help you kind of get to your goals and understand that maybe if they're not on the same page as you, that's completely fine. But as long as they're, you know, supportive in your effort to do this or to do that, whether it's getting in the gym, being healthy, doing some type of business endeavor, no matter what it is, I think that's really helpful for a lot of people.
Right, right.
I think this is a good point to kind of end it with that.
Yeah, we can do that.
Got the challenge.
Got the challenge.
Talked a lot about food. We can go into more specifics if need be.
Bacon.
Well, we have a lot of podcasts coming up, so we'll have plenty of time to go in depth on a lot of stuff.
We're dedicating a podcast to bacon.
Half a podcast.
That could be the new show tagline, Bacon Bros.
It'll be like a short episode. We'll upload like episode 4.5 will be about bacon.
Half an episode. It'll just be us eating bacon while we're on the microphone. and then linking pictures to Instagram. That's funny. All right. So we got Tim's challenge. What's the general challenge for this week? Do we have one? No? Yes?
General challenge? Eat more bacon.
No. Well, what if somebody eats 10 pieces of bacon
every
day?
Don't do anything. Don't do some stupid shit like eat like a half a pound of bacon, but eat some more bacon. Eating bacon is an irrelevant challenge.
It is an irrelevant. Give me something.
Make an effort to shop on the outside of the grocery store.
Next time in the grocery store, shop on the outside of the grocery store. Is that it?
I guess so. Why not?
It's coming up to that weekly grocery store trip, isn't it?
You're a trip, man.
Oh, my. All right. Again, let us know what you think. If there's anything you want us to specifically hit on, feel free to let us know in the notes. If you are on iTunes, feel free to leave a quick comment,
yes.
Rating.
Yes, please rate and comment. That'd be awesome.
Send us pictures of bacon.
That could be the next. Send us. That's the challenge right there. That's it. Send us a picture of your bacon in a skillet, not in your mouth, to either Instagram or Twitter or to the website or something. We need to get together that email. We got to do that still.
Oh, let's create an email account. Yeah, we need to do that. Yeah.
Send us a picture of the bacon. That's the challenge. Okay. We'll have to put one up too. Twitter, again, Lift Like Cody.
Tim3584.
Coach T. Burge. And then Instagram is Lift Like Cody.
Same for Tim3584.
And then mine is TK Burge. I'm going to work on getting that all the same, I think, this weekend. So with that.
That's it, guys. And I think we'll start trying something different. We'll end each show with a little quote, you know, some kind of healthy or some kind of quote that relates to what we did. So one I found today, it's real simple. Take care of your body. It's the only place you have to live in.
That's very true.
So I mean, but yep. So all right, everybody, well, thanks for listening, and we look forward to having you for show number 4 in a week. Peace out.
Thank you.